Now, since our president is openly operating in a different reality, we think it's important that Americans know what's happening in his alternate universe. Luckily, we have a staffer who lives in that world. So now on the phone, once again, is Planet Bush Bureau Chief Lawton Smalls. Good morning, Lawton.
Good morning, Mark. We're all just little stem cells swimming around in God's petri dish.
Whoa. So Lawton, Senator Bill Frist has come out... Senator Bill Frist has come out in favor of funding stem cell research. What do you think of that, buddy?
Best thing that could have ever happened, Mark.
What?
Stem cells are the future. You Democrats have stood in the way of science long enough. You don't understand the culture of life. Personally, I've always been for
this. That is not true. You
stem
have
cells.
Not. No, this is a total flip-flop, Lawton. 2 months ago, you were railing against him, man.
Hey, Dr. Bill Frist is a man of medicine and a man of God, and if he says stem cell research is okay, then sign me up. Let me be the first to say thank you, Dr. President Bill Two-Terms Mandate Frist.
Whoa, no.
Right.
So all of a sudden you believe in medicine now? Howard Dean is also a doctor, and he's been saying this for years, my friend.
A witch doctor, maybe. Drunken heads, abortions, leeches. Leave that quack out of this. This is science fiction, okay?
I'm not letting you off the hook. Your precious Bush has opposed funding stem cell research for years. Now you're against him, huh?
Can't you see through his facade,
what?
Mark? The only reason President George W. Two-Terms Mandate Bush is against stem cell research is modesty.
What are you talking about?
That's right, modesty. You know, because you know what the ultimate goal of stem cell research really is?
To cure diseases, replace organs?
No, Mark. The ultimate goal of stem cell research is to clone George W. Bush.
Oh, wait a minute.
Possibly thousands of times.
Oh, my
God. George W. Two-Terms Mandate Bush could never publicly support such a plan because of the type of humble, self-effacing character that he is. But believe me, that's the plan. I've seen the memo.
Awful.
They're harvesting cells from him down in Crawford right now.
Oh, my God, no.
Every time he takes a spill on his bike, they put some more of his cells right there in the test tube.
Oh, my God.
What is
that?
Right in there.
What does that even mean? So the neocon death cult is going to clone Bush? This is horrifying.
Exciting. They're going to clone Strom Thurmond and Lee Atwater and J. Edgar Hoover and Robert E. Lee and Stonewall Jackson.
No!
And Joseph McCarthy and Roy Cohn and Richard Nixon.
Oh, my
God.
And,
of course, Ronald W. Two-Terms Mandate Reagan. Nancy real happy, don't you think?
This is
eventually
awful.
With our clones, we'll outnumber you liberals like 20-1. Then we'll have ourselves a truly conservative, God-fearing nation without the butt-cracked jeans and the hip-hop.
Oh, my God.
We'll lick this place into shape.
What
I promise you.
Horrifying vision, Rodden. Horrifying. I mean, while you're at it, why don't you just clone Jesus?
I like the way you...
Oh, no.
But we're still looking for DNA samples on him. Believe me, it's right at the top of our dance card. Can you imagine... President Jesus.
Yeah, it would actually be great. He's a liberal.
Mark, blasphemy never helped an argument.
You know what I think? You know what I think, little man? Frist is watching Bush and his agenda go right over, right down the tubes, my friend. And rather than go down with him, he's moving to the left on an issue most Americans agree with to make himself look more moderate for the 2008 election.
No, you're wrong.
Yes, this is nothing but desperation, Lawton. Rats leaving a sinking ship. Your neocon revolution failed. Even though you control Congress and the White House, party's over, buddy. The backlash is here. We're dragging you to the left. We're dragging you to the left.
No! I don't know how to think anymore. First we're against the stem cells, and now we're for the stem cells. And when are we leaving Iraq anyway? When the job's done or next year? I need structure. I need a clear message for people to tell me what to do. Republicans are fighting like Mommy and Daddy when Daddy used to drink. Don't fight. Please, put away the belt. I'll get you another bourbon, Daddy.
Oh, no. Dude.
Fine.
You're going too deep into this, man. You're getting too deep, man. Pull it together, man. Oh, man.
Please
just pull it together. Just take it easy, will you? Wow.
Don't fight.
Wow. Oh, my God. His whole childhood just came out.
Yeah, right?
You all right?
I think we'll start with 1,000 Bush clones and install them as mayors and governors and judges.
It's the boys
and
from Brazil.
We'll crank out a few more just for spare parts.
Oh, my God. No.
That's what we're thinking.
Goodbye.
Maybe 500 more.
Goodbye, Lawton. Goodbye.
All right, I'm going to see you at CBGB's Friday. God loves you. Deal with it.
All right, I'll try, man. I'll try. Oh, my God. Wow. That Bush Army, that sounded horrible.